Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to try and prepare you for the season. After all, spring is only 31 days away, and if you're up now looking out the window, you're probably noticing that it's a lot brighter than it's been on previous days. We're gaining it. It's getting better. Daylight savings time, 22 days away, and then we'll really be bright in the morning. So it's time for you to start to get excited, to get motivated. In the first hour, we talked about working on our fruit trees, and that's really been a big help for a lot of you. And, you know, when you're taking care of your fruit trees, you can also begin to work on your rose bushes, on your grapes, and start to get those plants cleaned and pruned back. If you're going to do some work on your grapes, do a thinning rather than just a chopping. Rose bushes, if you live in the Northeast, wait. It's a little bit early, and what I recommend that you do on your rose bushes, other than spraying them with dormant oil and either a copper or a sulfur fungicide, don't do any pruning or uncovering of the plant until the baseball season begins. Now, all of your favorite teams are in Florida or in Arizona beginning to prepare for the season, and hopefully everybody will have a good year. We'll see what happens, but pruning on roses in the northern part of the country should be done when the season begins for real. Now, if you live from Florida to Georgia, then you would be pruning now. Now's the time to cut back your roses to get them stimulated. And then from Georgia to, let's say, Washington, D.C., you want to wait another month. And then the rest of the country can do theirs. So these are a few things that need to be done. We've talked about liming. We've talked about using gypsum-type products to improve the drainage. It's time to get out there. And if you're going to do just one thing today, just one thing, if you have a lawnmower or a rototiller or both, start them. Put some fresh gas and see if they will work for you. Right now, all of the repair shops are very quiet. They haven't had any business with the snowblowers. And if your lawnmower is giving you trouble, now is the time to find out. The oil can be changed. The blade should definitely be sharpened. So let's get ready. It will be here before you know. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. So give us a call. We're going to work together to get you ready. Now, the first thing that I'd like you to do today is walk around your home and look at all of your house plants. Check them out. They probably haven't been looked at for quite a while. Turn the foliage over. Look for the possibility of insects on the underside of the foliage. Look for the possibility of webbing, like a cobweb, on the foliage. Get the problem taken care of before it gets out of control. The next thing you should do, soft cloth, a mild detergent like what you wash your dishes with, soft cloth, and wash the foliage. You've had the furnace running all winter long, dust is in the air, the foliage of your tropical plants have a tiny thin layer of dust. Just think, how many times have you polished your coffee table? That same dust that's on your coffee table is on the foliage of your plant. And if you can wash that off, the light will better penetrate the leaf and your plants will grow better. All of your houseplants right now, because your days are getting longer, because the length of the day is not just longer, but the light itself is getting brighter and more intense, they're beginning to say, spring is coming, maybe I better start to wake up. And they're beginning to think about beginning to grow in your home. So get them clean. If you haven't fed them in the last month, would be a great idea to do that. Give them a good drink, give them a good shot of a liquid fertilizer to motivate them. Spin the plant. The side that's been facing the window should now be facing inside your room so that you give the plant equal amounts of sunlight. And it really does make a big, big difference in the quality of that houseplant. Okay? Now, the other thing. If you want some good gardening advice, I want you to go to my website, paulparent.com, and I want you to read the newsletter. The newsletter is free. It comes to you every single Thursday. Lots of information on the newsletter. This week we did a bunch of house plants that are available at your local greenhouse that will give you some color. Next week's newsletter, we're going to talk about the sweet pea plant, both the annual and the perennial sweet pea. We're going to talk about growing basil. And we're going to talk about a new canna lily plant. And if you're able to listen to the program at 9 o'clock, we're going to tell you about this brand new canna. It's called Tropicana. It's incredible. Now, most of your cannas to now, green leaves, big plant, big flower on top, it looks okay, but not very exciting. The new canna has variegation to it. One is yellow and green stripes with a yellow flower. It's absolutely beautiful. The other variety is orange, green, and red in stripes with a bright yellow blossom on it. And when the sun goes through the leaf, it looks like a stained glass window. And there's a third. and the foliage is black, and the blossom is red. So these are some of the newer plants that are coming out that will be available this spring. I was fortunate. I tried the one with the variegated orange, red, and green foliage last year. It's so colorful. It catches your eye. You can plant it in a big container like a whiskey barrel. If you have a fish pond, you can set the plant in your fish pond and it will grow in just water. And it blooms all year. But the foliage is really, really beautiful. So there's a lot coming up. Also coming up, March and April, we are going to be telling you a segment every week about starting your own seedlings. How to grow all of your vegetables, all of your annuals, and we have experts from Harris Seed Company.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from Mass with a question about a chameleon plant.
Hey, Sue, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good, and you, Sue?
Good, thank you. I'm hoping you'll be able to help me. About 10 years ago, I bought what I thought was a very pretty plant, and I put it in one of my garden beds. I found out now it is invasive. Nothing seems to kill it. It is called a chameleon plant. It's a Korean herb. The family is a S-A-U-R-U-R-A-C-E-E-A.
Okay.
Apparently it likes moisture, and I put it right over my septic system.
So it's just spreading every place.
It actually it is. I dug it up 2 years ago. I dug up the entire garden bed, pulled out roots, round up everything, anything that came back up, I round up. And now what it did, it came back come the spring, and it actually jumped underneath my walkway and invaded my next garden bed.
Okay, so that's telling me that if you dig it up and you leave roots in the ground, you are actually encouraging it to grow even faster.
Yes.
So the worst thing that you can do is to try and dig it up.
Okay.
Now, if it's in a bed with other perennials, what I recommend that you do is this. You can buy a product called Cleanup or Killzall. Now,
okay.
The patent on Roundup has expired. And Cleanup and Killzall are generic.
Okay.
And they are stronger than the regular Roundup.
Okay.
So, what you do is this. If you take a pump sprayer and you try and spray it, you're going to kill everything there. So, what I've done, and it works so good, buy a pair of Playtex rubber gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And then buy a cheap pair of just regular cotton gloves. Take a bucket, mix up the Cleanup or the Killzall, put your hand in it. So your cotton glove will now become the applicator. The rubber glove that's under it will protect your skin from getting any Roundup on it. You're going to take, if you're right-handed, do that. If you're left-handed, use your left hand to protect the plants that you don't want to touch. And rub all of this weed with the Kilzol or the cleanup. As soon as it's out of the ground, 1 inch, give it about a week or 10 days, do it again. Because this is a systemic product. It takes time, and if you can get it into the plant early, it will be sucked into the foliage, taken down to the roots, where it will attack the root system. It does not work overnight. It's not something that will burn the foliage and it's gone. It does take time. And you may need to do it 2, possibly 3 times a couple weeks apart. But by taking Playtex glove, cheap cotton glove on top of it, dipping it in a Roundup, making a fist to get rid of the excess, and then using your hand to rub it on that foliage of that weed and really get it wet without touching everything else. And if you could do that a week to 10 days apart, 2 to 3 applications, it will get rid of it. But I'll tell you, if you dig and you break off little pieces of root 1 inch in length, you'll have a worse problem than you have right now. So try that. I know it's going to work for you. Okay? Thank you. And let us know how it works out. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Okay, we're going to do the compost tumbler next. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, spring is coming, and we're going to be doing a lot of cleanups. And what do you do with all those grass clippings, the dead grass, the dead plant material? Well, you want to compost it. You want to recycle it so that you can take all that plant material that most of us would normally throw in the trash or in the landfill and convert it to beautiful organic matter that will bring your garden back to life. We'll create a great compost. And we wanted to talk this morning about the compost tumbler, which is the newest technology that will make compost so much faster than any other process available today. And joining us is Mike Tate from the compost tumbler. Mike, good morning. Mike, good morning. Hey, Mike, you there?
Oh, you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, Mason.
sounds like we had some technical difficulties there.
we all cleared up and ready to go. We've been doing a lot of planning, and the weather's been very, very mild, so a lot of us have actually been out in the yard and picking up the leaves that we didn't get last fall and beginning to clean our lawns and gardens, and thought this would be a good time to talk about the compost tumbler so that we can use that plant material to our benefit.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, with great gardens and great landscapes, the most important part is getting a good fertilizer in there, and there's no sense in going out and purchasing it when you have all the materials that you need right there at your home. yard waste, kitchen waste, instead of throwing it all away or putting it out for the trash or down a garbage disposal, put it to work for you and get something back. And the best way to do that is by composting, and use the compost tumbler because it's so much quicker than a traditional method.
Tell our listeners what the compost tumbler is and how it works. Will you, Mike?
I'll do that. Thank you. It's essentially a drum design, and it's not just a plain old drum, but it's specially designed based on the science of composting and what is the best and most optimal way to make compost. So the drums are completely enclosed and off the ground. The benefit there is that you reduce odors, and because it's enclosed, you don't have to worry about pests or critters or other wildlife coming to your property and picking around, which you run into that problem with an open pile. Because it's up off the ground and completely enclosed, it's very easy to turn. The models have a handle and gear mechanism for turning, so even though you're using several hundred pounds of material in the drum, it becomes easy for anybody, even a kid, to turn the drum. Then you also have vents specifically placed to help maximize airflow and moisture drainage out of the unit, just in case there's rain or you're using excessively moist materials that can drain out easily. When you put all those things together, you come up with a system that can make compost in as little as 2 weeks, as opposed to 10 months or more if you're using a traditional pile.
Now, the other thing with the compost tumbler is there's no leaching, so that all of the goodness stays inside the compost tumbler.
You're exactly right. As the material breaks down, you don't have to worry about any of it going right into the soil, which is what you have with an open pile or with a lot of the square on-the-ground type bins. And I mentioned a few moments ago about moisture drainage, and what we have are a couple of vents at the bottom of the unit. And what you can do is put some type of bucket or tub underneath there and collect any moisture that drains out. And then you turn around and you use that again, because that becomes a very effective liquid fertilizer. People in the industry call it compost tea, and you dilute that with some water. You can use it with your watering can to sprinkle around your plants, flowers, and gardens, or you can actually put it in a mister and put it right on the leaves and stems of the plants.
You know, the one big difference between a compost tumbler and some of these kind of a rectangular compost makers that sit directly on the ground is the ones that sit in the ground, you have to turn that compost. You can't just let it sit there. You have to aerate it, and you have to be able to put a shovel or a pitchfork inside that plastic or metal ground composter to aerate the soil and to mix all the microbes and to really help it, which can be very, very difficult, while yours, you just turn it.
You're right. There's a couple benefits of the drum model over that rectangular plastic bin or wooden bin type style. One of them is turning. You've got to either come in through the top with a pitchfork or a shovel. There isn't a lot of room in there for you to maneuver that tool around, or you have to go out and buy a special tool. But no matter what, it's a lot more labor intensive than a compost tumbler, which is essentially walk out, give the drum maybe 5 or 6 turns a day with the handle, and you're done aerating. Of course, as you know, aerating and turning your compost pile is a key element of helping it get finished so that you can put the material to use in your garden.
Now, does a compost tumbler make a product that you can mix with your organic matter to help it break down quicker, microbes or something like that?
We do have a compost activator, and it's great for specific instances. For for example, if you're doing a yard cleanup and you have a lot of maybe leaves, but not a lot of kitchen waste or grass or other high nitrogen or green material to mix with it, the compost activator becomes a substitute for that, and that allows you to still go ahead and compost. As you know, compost works best when you have a mix of various different materials to put together. And so sometimes if you don't have that variety, you may think to yourself, well, I can't really compost. It's just going to sit there. Well, we have product designed so that you can mix it right in and just keep right on going and put that material to good use for you.
Now, one of the questions that I've had a couple of times is, we bought a compost tumbler last year. We're cleaning out the yard now. You know, the weather was still in the 30s and 40s, some 50s. How long will it take to make the compost during February and March? Because it is a lot colder.
Yeah, well, the outdoor temperature plays an important role in being able to compost. A large part of the country is a three-season composting environment, much like your gardening season. So when you have those temperatures, 40s, 50s, it can take a little bit longer. Maybe it'll take a month. Maybe it'll take 2 months instead of a couple of weeks. But the important part is the sooner you start, the sooner you have materials to help out with in your garden and in your landscape. And really, that's the most important part. So don't worry if it takes a little bit longer when it's cooler or colder. That's okay. You're not doing anything wrong. Just keep getting material in there and getting the compost out.
Now, once you've filled it and it's begun to break down, and let's say it's broken down like halfway, and you're doing some additional cleanup, should you wait until the batch is done, or can you add additional material to it and let that work on it?
Well, it really depends on what your needs are. If you foresee needing some compost in the immediate future, let's say another week or so, you can go ahead and dump that finished material out. And even if you don't use it that same day, you can store it in a plastic container or a bag or something like that and use it when you need it, and then just start over again. Now, if you know that there's a long time frame before you need to use compost again, it's safe to put new material in there. Just know that that new material is going to take time to break down. So really, the whole idea behind the compost tumbler is to make composting as easy and as user-friendly as possible. So you could use it to make compost very quickly. You can use a slower method. You can add material to it regularly. You can do a batch process where you fill it up all at once and let it cook down and leave it alone until it's done. So the idea is to make products that work for each individual as opposed to saying, well, you have to do it this way.
And being that the compost tumbler is a nice enclosed unit, how about moisture? How important is it that we check it for moisture, and how much do we add? What should the texture of the material inside the compost tumbler look like so that we know that it's working properly?
Well, the best way to determine if your moisture level is right is actually just to reach in and grab a handful and give it a squeeze. It should feel moist, almost like a wrung-out washcloth or sponge. You should be able to feel the moisture, but when you squeeze it, there shouldn't be any moisture dripping out. And if you have it close to that, you're doing well. If moisture drips out from your hand when you give it a squeeze, then it's too wet, and you should add something dry and absorbent, like maybe some leaves or a newspaper or some other type of paper product, sawdust, anything like that. If, on the other hand, you grab it and it's sort of crunchy and crumbly and you don't feel a lot of moisture, you probably need to add some. Get a hose or a little watering can and just sprinkle some in there, turn it around a few times, let it mix up, and you'll be in good shape. So if you just check it periodically, you'll be fine. Most of the time, you run into moisture problems during the heat of summer, July, early August, when evaporation can take away most of the moisture.
Now, you were mentioning that you could add newspaper if it's really wet. Is that something that you could add with your plant material on a regular basis?
You can use newspaper or most other paper products for composting anytime. There's no reason to throw them away or even send them away to a local recycling center. The key to using paper products is just to shred them up. And that doesn't mean you have to go out and buy a shredder, just hand tear them apart. The only rule with using a paper product is to make sure it doesn't have a glossy coat or finish like a lot of inserts you might find in the middle of the paper. But otherwise, newspaper, copier or printer paper for your computer will work fine. Lined paper, anything that doesn't have a glossy finish will be fine. Even cardboard as well.
Now, I was always told that you should stay away from colored inks. So how about comics? Can that go in there too?
Most newspapers today are using a soy-based ink, so generally it's all right. If you're not sure about your own newspaper, you can contact them and see what type of ink they're using. As long as it's a soy-based, you're fine there also.
Wonderful. Okay, can you hold on 1 second? I want you to tell our listeners about your website where they can get more information about the compost tumbler, because this is the time of the year where they should be thinking about looking into it for the spring season. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Ha ha. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Mike Tate about the compost tumbler. Mike, can you give us the website where people can go to get more information and to look at the compost tumbler?
Absolutely. The website is actually the same name as the product. So it's www.composttumbler.com. And I'll also spell it out for your listeners. It's compostumbler.com.
Now, once they get there, I was looking at the website earlier this morning, and they can request a free kit, and they can get a DVD that will give them a lot of information about the compost tumbler also, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of information on the site, but there's also information that we can send to you so you can read at your leisure. We'll send out a DVD along with a number of brochures which talk about why the compost tumbler is so effective, what you can do with all of the materials once they're composted, and what type of materials that you can use, as well as be notified of any sales that we have going on so you can stretch your dollar as far as possible. There's also a lot of information on the site as well, including a comparison between the four different models that we have. We have models that all work for people with acres all the way down to somebody who lives in a city and just has a small patio and does maybe container gardening. So really take a few minutes, get out to the site, take a look around, fill out the form to get your free information. There's also an email list that you can join to be notified of any sales as well.
It's a great product, and I tell you, for a lot of gardeners, for years and years and years, we've been using a general fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5. We have not added peat moss, we have not added animal manure, and our soils have been depleted. And compost is a way to build back the quality of that soil. And if we can get some compost blended into it, this is the best, the least expensive way to do it correctly.
Well, you're absolutely right. And not only does compost make a great natural fertilizer, But it also provides other benefits as well. For instance, where I live, our soil can have a lot of clay in it. And the compost that you mix in can provide a texture to your soil that makes growing a lot easier and a lot healthier for the plants. It can help with moisture retention. So when you go through periods of drought during the summer, your plants aren't as affected as they would otherwise be. And those things combined with the fertilization make using compost the smart, healthy choice.
Well, this may be the time to do it because they're calling, the National Weather is forecasting that the entire northern part of the country will have its turn for temperatures above normal, with some days over 100 degrees and drier than normal. So, you know, we all know what happened in Texas last year. Florida is experiencing a drought situation right now, and with the national forecast forecasting that the northern third of the country is going to be drier and warmer than normal, this probably should be the year where you buy a compost tumbler, condition your soils, and that way if your town does get a water ban, at least you'll have a lot of organic matter in the soil to retain the moisture and to keep those gardens healthy.
Absolutely. Everybody spends a lot of time and a lot of money for their gardens and trying to make their landscaping and property look as they want it to be. Don't let that go to waste because of some crazy weather conditions. Put the material that you have to use, put it back into your soil, and get the benefit, get the maximum benefit from it.
Yeah, the other thing that I use my compost tumbler for, I've been using it for several years now, and my soil is in really, really good shape. So what I've been doing is making that compost, and instead of blending it with my soil, I'm using it in the place of pine bark mulch. It gives my garden a different texture, a different look, keeps the weeds down, and every time it rains, everything gets fed. Mike, thank you for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again about the compost tumbler.
Thanks, Paul.